If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister and the Chinese Premier sign agreements following major talks. A landmark ruling recognises Gubbi Gubbi people as native title holders over the Sunshine Coast area. And in sport, teams named ahead of Game 2 of the State of Origin next week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. Major diplomatic talks between Australia and Chinese top officials have led to four memorandums of understanding being signed in Canberra. Premier Li Qiang says the Australia-China relationship is on the right track of steady improvement following a candid, in-depth and fruitful discussion. Memorandums on the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement, climate change, education and research, strategic economic dialogue and cultural cooperation have been signed. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the discussions have been productive.
My government has put dialogue at the centre of Australia's relationship with China because it is always most effective when we deal directly with each other. That's how we make progress on our shared interests and protect regional stability. Without dialogue, we can't address any of the differences that arise between us.
The signings were not without controversy after Chinese officials appeared to try and block the view of Australian journalist Chung Lei of statements to the media by the Prime Minister and Chinese Premier. The journalist, who was detained in China in 2020 and released last year, was there in her capacity as a journalist for Sky News. She later told the channel the reported attempts to block her were a bad look.
I think the worry is that my being there is a symbol of some sort. Maybe they didn't want that for the domestic audience. Having dealt with Chinese officialdom on these sorts of events, they are very, very control freakish. So they want to know everything and they want to stage manage everything.
The Prime Minister has since said he did not see the incident, while the Chinese embassy has yet to comment. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says he's hopeful tensions between China and Australia will ease as he prepares to meet with China's premier this afternoon. His remarks were made in front of over 300 people at a state lunch hosted by the Prime Minister for Premier Li Qiang in Parliament's Great Hall. Mr. Dutton said he's hopeful the visit shows how Australia intends to continue working with China.
Citizens across both of our countries share aspirations for peace and prosperity, for themselves and, of course, for their families. In pursuit of these aspirations, we have a responsibility to ensure that all engagements between our two countries are conducted with due care. Similarly, we should always use our influence to deter other nations who initiate conflict or sponsor terrorism.
The New South Wales government has unveiled a funding boost for essential worker accommodation in the regions ahead of tomorrow's state budget. $200 million will be set aside to buy, build and refurbish homes to accommodate health workers in regional areas facing pressure due to lack of housing supply, including in Lismore and Tweed Heads. Treasurer Daniel Mookhey says health investments must match housing to ensure staffing requirements can be met. Australia's federal court has awarded native title rights to the Gubbi Gubbi people, whose traditional land covers a large proportion of the Sunshine Coast in southern Queensland. The landmark decision comes after the legal claim was first lodged in 2013 and recognises more than 360,000 hectares of land and water as belonging to the traditional owners. The area includes Noosa, Maroochydore and Bribie Island. Chief Executive of the Queensland South Native Title Services, Tim Wissart, says it's been a long journey for those involved.
It's really tough for Indigenous Australians to have to prove who they are, why they are, and the fact that they've maintained their culture to get this sort of outcome. It's really quite an unfairness of the system.
To sport, New South Wales coach Michael Maguire has made 5 changes to his squad ahead of next week's must-win Game 2 of the State of Origin in Melbourne. Dylan Edwards and Latrell Mitchell are among those included in the side, with Mitchell Moses also in for Nicho Hynes, who has been dropped due to his quiet Game 1. Meanwhile, Queensland coach Billy Slater has named his side, which includes star fullback Rhys Walsh, despite being concussed just 7 minutes into Game 1 and not having played since. I'm Penry Buckley, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.